Every year, pharmacies fill billions of dollars of prescriptions that patients never use. Some of the most expensive drugs are cancer-fighting pills, oral chemotherapies that are tough to afford for a lot of people. That's why a group in Memphis set up a way of turning one patient's waste into another's lifeline. Katie Reardon from member station WKNO reports.
Mary Janine Bolchazi knew something was wrong in late 2019 while addressing her Christmas cards at home in California.
I couldn't really form the letters, and I was a Catholic school principal, so, you know, we were taught by nuns cursive writing.
Doctors diagnosed the 77-year-old with primary central nervous system lymphoma. After intravenous chemotherapy took a toll on her kidneys, her physician switched her to a chemotherapy pill. The drug was easier to manage, but the cost? Around $500 a pill, or $15,000 monthly.
And I said, oh my God, Lord have mercy on us.
Even with insurance, the out-of-pocket costs were still too much. So Bolchazi got in touch with Good Shepherd, a nonprofit pharmacy in Memphis.
So there's like three or four in that bag.
Founder Philip Baker is sifting through donations of oral chemo medications that could have been thrown in the trash, but instead have been sent here to Good Shepherd as part of its Remedy Chain program.
Meds that have been dispensed to patients, that they never opened, that are unexpired in the original packaging, literally in pristine condition.
Next, Baker inspects them.
And then we can redispense them to people who would not otherwise be able to afford their chemotherapy.
That's right. These meds are free, thanks to other patients' unused tablets and capsules. Good Shepherd gets its chemotherapy pills from individual donors in cancer clinics across the country.
A lot of times people pass away and they're on these meds and the family members are left with them.
Or often waste is the result of finding the right treatment. Rosemary, who we're only identifying by her first name to protect her medical privacy, had the dosage of her breast cancer medication changed twice. So she donated $27,000 of unopened meds, already paid for by insurance.
Medicine, as expensive as it is certainly something that should be recycled.
Meanwhile, the price of these so-called specialty drugs continues to rise. Stacy Doucette-Zina, an associate professor in health policy at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, says the average monthly cost of chemo pills is $14,000. Even with insurance, copays can sometimes be $2,000 or more.
About half of people who have that level of cost sharing just leave their pills behind.
Which can have dire consequences.
If you take them, you can live a normal lifespan, and if you don't, you can die from your cancer quickly.
A side worry is if they're successful and their treatment works and they overcome the illness, then they're going to be bankrupt because of medical bills.
That's Jeff Davis, who runs the Remedy Chain program, which is often a last resort for patients who can't get other forms of financial assistance. But there are some limits to what the organization can do. For one, reliance on donations means some medicines aren't always available. Then there's red tape, says founder Philip Baker.
What's worse is if you have a med for somebody, but you can't send it because their state law doesn't allow it.
At least 38 states authorize prescription drug recycling, but regulations vary. Nationwide, there's no lack of all kinds of medicine to be reclaimed. Kia Williams, founder of a California-based medication redistribution group called Serum, says the goal is to normalize drug donating.
How do we make it as easy for people to recycle this medicine as it would be for them to throw it away?
And then get it into the hands of people who need it. People like Mary Janine Bolchazi. Remedy Chain continues to fill her monthly prescription at no cost.
I can jump out of bed and say, hey, thank God for another day of living and loving, period. That pill keeps me alive.
For Here and Now, I'm Katie Reardon in Memphis.